Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Zepp. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Zepp. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. Tovar scores. Carew moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hovley. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Harper steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive to right center field. The ball gets by Tovar. Oliva fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. Harper scores. Snyder moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Zepp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lockwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zepp for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lockwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball towards right. Hovley settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hovley. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Rich Reese's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Holt moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. McNurtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mitterwald out. Two outs. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is 0 for 1 in the game. Zepp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Kubiak reaches third base with a triple. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockwood bunts towards the mound. Zepp fields it and throws to first for the out. Gill moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gill scores. Harper moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Tom Hall now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Mitterwald moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Mitterwald scores. Tovar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 4, Twins, 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage pinch hits for Steve Hobley. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Walton moves to second. Stan Williams now pitching. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Ted Savage now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Hank Allen pinch hits for Gus Gill. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Harper reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici juggles the ball. That's an error on Quilici. Snyder moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.